You just got to keep guys in front of them. If Eddie Mitchell and some of these guys can keep breaking down the D and creating open shots, then it's going to be a long second half.
Monmouth starts with the basketball. They change ends and go left to right on your radio dial. It's Mike Myerskit with the basketball. Got a slash to the lane. Righty floating shot. No good. Rebound tipped up. Myerskit able to get it back. Nesmith with it now. He's on the floor with Steele, Marcus Ware, and Ed Waite. There is a foul from Ryder. And I believe it's going to go against Brandon Penn. That will be his first, team's first. Novar Gadsden on with Stewart, Mitchell, Thompson, and Penn for Ryder.
Now on that last drive from Mike Myers, as Marcus Ware goes in.
Inside feed for Ware. He was fouled on the left block. He'll go to the free throw line to try and solve Mama's woes from the stripe tonight and cut into a Ryder six-point lead.
And then last drive from Mike Myers, he drives from the right wing, gets into the middle of the lane, and I think he's very athletic and long guy. I think he had a chance to elevate and go to the left side of the rim. Instead, he just goes for a floater. I don't think that's a very aggressive play.
Marcus Ware making the first of two free throws. The other thing he did too, Steve, was he changed to shoot back with his right hand a little bit closer to the rim, just lay it up with your
left. Absolutely, and again, I just think if he's a little more aggressive, maybe he has to put the ball on the floor again, but I don't even think he has to. He's so athletic and long that he could have just elevated and put the ball in his left hand to finish.
2 of 2 from the stripe for Ware, 31-27 in favor of Ryder. Half-court harassing defense here for the Hawks. Ryder able to break it, and Ware kind of has to give the foul against Gadsden, who had a step on him and probably would have resulted in an easy Ryder dunk. Second one on Ware, first team foul here in the half. Brandon Penn will put the ball in play. Has some problems doing it. Now it's Gadsden. He's doubled. And finally, Eddie Mitchell will set the offense here for Ryder. 45 seconds gone by in the second half. Bronx lead at 31-27. Gadsden between the circles, moving to his right. Nice feed on the baseline for Penn. Up top for Mitchell. They swing for Gadsden. Left side three is no good. Rebounded by Stewart inside. The putback from the left side is good.
Daniel Stewart, very impressive game so far. Very long, very aggressive rebounder, a very athletic. Nice play on the putback.
Up to a dozen on the night. He and Penn have combined for 25 of the 33 Ryder points. Ed Waite at the foul line, looking to go one-on-one against Stewart. Goes to the right side glass, missing the shot. Rebound taken down by Gadsden. Ryder hasn't run much tonight, but getting out a little bit here. Mitchell at the foul line, dropping one off. Inside feed for Stewart. He was blocked by Waite. And we will have a foul inside. And it should be Ed Waite, and it is his second, team's second. Back to the free throw line here will go Daniel Stewart. He shot 4 of 6 from the line in that first half. First one is up, in and out, no good. Phil Waite quickly off the bench, he will check in. Marcus Ware will check out.
There's something we mentioned in the first half, Matt, was the 1-2-2 three-quarter court press that Ryder is using. And while they haven't gotten many turnovers off it, and I think it's kind of thrown the Hawks off sync and really slowed them down and as they get back into it after the made foul shot.
Second one from Stewart is good. He's up to a baker's dozen. He and Penn both with 13. Inside feed for Phil Waite. Reverse layup from the right side. And Phil able to drop it in for 2. Ryder 34, Monmouth 29.
There's an aggressive move. And that time the Hawks made Ryder pay for the press. As they were able to get the ball up the floor, Phil was able to make an aggressive move. Now he's got to guard Gadsden on the perimeter.
Tough matchup in this man-to-man for MU. Thompson with it, right sideline. Goes between the legs, looking right, feeds right for Mitchell. Cross-court pass, it's Penn, open from the left corner. His 3 off the mark, no good. Nesmith with a rebound, hands quickly off the steal. Breaks the timeline with the dribble. Crossing over to his left at the foul line. Kicks out for Nesmith, left corner. Back to Steele, left wing, and we will have a foul away from the ball on Phil Waite. No, three-second violation, excuse me.
Well, I thought it was a little quick 3 seconds there, but one way to beat a zone, Matt, is to beat him down the floor, and that means the Hawks have to get stops, though, and try to get the ball down the floor and try to get some easy baskets in transition.
Mitchell with a hurry-up move to the basket. He is fouled. That'll be the second on Nesmith. Third team foul. So Monmouth, which was pretty good in the foul department in that first half, only committed five, has gone for three here in the first 2 minutes and 25 seconds of the half.
And something with Eddie Mitchell, a point guard for the Rider Bronx, it seems like he goes very good to his right and not so good going left. I wonder if we should see Dion or Jesse try to start forcing him left to see if he's less effective.
Gadsden forcing one from the right baseline, goes glass and gets it to fall.
And Gadsden starts the second half here for the Bronx as Zuma stays on the bench. Well, I thought he actually played some pretty good minutes in there.
Myers Kitt with a left elbow jumper. That's good. Makes it 36-31 in favor of the Bronx. 17:05 to go. Half number one.
And you see Coach Rice up off the bench imploring the Hawks to get a stop here.
Here's Penn. Left elbow. Cut off. Gives it to Thompson. Now to Mitchell. The kick out for Gadsden. Had Myers get up in the air. Penetrates down the left side of the lane. Bronx working around the perimeter. It's Thompson. Shaded left. Top of the key. His three no good. Loose ball came all the way back out to Penn at the foul line. Ryder will reset with a fresh shot clock.
Long rebound off the missed three.
Mitchell now for Stewart. Giving off to Thompson. Goes baseline. Right side. Gadsden fakes the three. Nice cut and a pass down low for Stewart. He is fouled inside and will go to the free throw line. The foul committed by Phil Waite, his first. And already the fourth team foul on MU.
Matt, that was a very good defensive possession for the Hawks. They couldn't get an offensive rebound, so Ryder resets. And the help defense on the driving kick and the closeouts were very good from the Hawks until the end there, where I couldn't tell if it was either Phil or Ed. Ed Waite or Phil Waite lost sight of their man. Penn was able to get behind him and get a layup attempt and inevitably got fouled. But for the most part, that was a very good defensive possession until one simple breakdown leads to a layup attempt.
Penn making the first free throw. He is up now to 14 points out of the night. Second one from the line is also good. He's got 15, and Ryder has matched their biggest lead of the night, 38-31. 16:20 to go, second half. Here's Myers Kitt, right perimeter. Tillotson, bit more, down on the wing. Nesmith between the circles, dribbling to his left. Stops, leaves for Ed Waite. Back now to Tillotson. Myers Kitt, top of the key. Goes left, pulls up, step in for the elbow. Second consecutive little look for Myers Kitt like that. He's got six in the lead. Down to five at 38-33.
Mike Myers looks like he's playing with a lot of confidence. Maybe it's time to start feeding him the ball.
Mitchell inside, loses it. Here's Tillotson, three on three. Stop and pop for Tillotson from the foul line. It's good. Little 4-0 spurt here for the Hawks. It's cut up to 38-35, 15:40 to go in the second half.
Love that shot from Austin Tillotson in transition. He's got a very good pull-up jump shot. Had no really lane to dish the ball off, so he pulled up and knocked it down.
Gadsden will pull out, set the offense up for Ryder. Tommy Dempsey, the six-year head coach, looking things over from the sideline. The kick out for Penn. He's open, and he hits from three. 18 points for Brandon Penn. He averages 10 a game. He's got 18. King Rice wants a timeout to talk things over. It will be a full timeout. We'll step out for a quick break as well. 15:22 to go in the second half. Ryder 41, Monmouth 35. We're back after this 30-second timeout with more Monmouth basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
This is Ken Rice, and you're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
His career high is 26. Brandon Penn, the senior from Philadelphia, has 18 right now. He has been able to light Monmouth up with some outside shooting. That last three has given Ryder a 41-35 advantage. 15:22 to go here in the second half. Matt Harmon, Steve Bazaz back on the Shore Sports Network. What does Monmouth have to do, Steve, to slow Penn down?
Well, on that time, I think it was just good basketball from Ryder, where they went a little screen and roll at the top of the key. Ed Wade had to help off of Penn for the guy rolling to the basket. So it was good basketball, and it's just something that, you know, you just got to hope that you can close out fast enough to make them put it on the floor. I wonder if the Hawks should maybe try a little 2-3 zone. The only guy really making threes is Penn right now. You just have to locate him in the zone and get out to him.
Tillotson brings the ball up the court. Myers get with it on the right wing. Nesmith, Phil, and Ed Waite, the other players on the floor. Phil with a little baseline jumper. That's no good. Ed Waite with the putback for the left side. Good, strong rebound, and the feed in for Ed Waite. 41-37. Ed with eight, and we are under 15 minutes to play. Here's Miles checking back into the game for Ryder at that last timeout. He's joined by Thompson, Penn, Stewart, and Jones. Penn, the hot hand, had it poked away from Myers Kidd on the backside. That has led us into a media timeout with 14:44 to go here. 19 seconds on the shot clock for Ryder when we come back. We'll keep it right here. Let's run through some scores involving Northeast Conference teams. One game has gone final. That is Savannah State. They have beaten Mount St. Mary's 45-41. The Mountaineers off to a tough start. They are 1-10. Arizona in the second half, pulling away from Bryan. 54-34, the score there. Here's a bit of a surprise. LaSalle is all over Central Connecticut State, 70-36, the score. Wow. That game is at CCSU's gym in New Britain. Also in the second half, Quinnipiac leads Niagara 55-47, another NEC and MAC action. And also in the second half, Youngstown State leading Robert Morris 35-34. Central, such a good basketball team. Steve, you and I were talking about some NEC stuff before the game tonight. They have three guys who basically average 20 points a game. They're getting run out of their own gym by LaSalle.
Hey, that's a surprising score, especially, like you said, they have three guys who average 20 a game. In fact, the three guys on Central Connecticut, led by Ken Horan, who supposedly is getting some NBA looks, three guys, they lead the NEC in scoring. They are 1, 2, and 3 at basically 22 a game, 20 a game, and 19 a game. So it's kind of surprising to see a very high-scoring team with some firepower get blown out of their own gym.
LaSalle, a good basketball team out of the A-10, 7-4 on the year. But that score is a bit of a surprise. One game of the top 25 has gone final already. Number 17, Indiana, now 12-0. They beat Maryland, Baltimore County, UMBC. Big, 89-47. Ryder puts the ball back in play here, 15 on the shot clock. It's Thompson driving into the lane. He is bumped. That's going to go against Ed Waite. And what we talked about early in the pregame, now starting to get into fruition a little bit. We didn't see it in the first half. Third on Ed Waite. Mama's got to watch these fouls mounting up a little bit.
And Ed Waite's one of them who has a propensity to get into foul trouble. And we just saw him have put in a big putback, so he's somebody the Hawks can't afford to lose to foul trouble.
Stewart off the left block. The kick out. Now the feed for Miles, the three from the right corner. That is good. Ryder 44, Mama 37. The Bronx heating up from the outside. Nesmith, double team, able to pass out of it. Phil Waite helping out on the left sideline. Tillotson has it now with a tick over 14 minutes remaining. Phil Waite down low, has his shot blocked away. Loose ball picked up by Jones. Here comes Thompson back the other way for the Bronx. The stop and pop for Miles. Way off the mark. That was an air ball. But Penn able to get the loose ball back. Here's Jones from deep. Top of the key. That's no good. Loose ball will finally trickle out of bounds into the Ryder bench. And Monmouth will get it with 13:51 to go in the second half. Bronx lead at 44-37.
Couple open looks in transition. Not a great shot from Miles in transition, but Jeff Jones got a wide open look off the offensive rebound. Phil Waite gets the ball on the block. He goes up strong, but he went up with his right hand on the left side. I think if he would have went up with his left, he would have had a better chance.
Here's Nesmith at the foul line. Wanted the kick to Mike Myers' kid in the corner. Only Myers' kid didn't go to the corner. It was last touched by Jeff Jones out of bounds. Monmouth will keep possession.
I think the Hawks fortunate there that Jones was able to deflect out of. That was going out of bounds.
Baseline right, Tillotson going to put the ball in play. 24 on the shot clock. Phil Waite on the right perimeter. Back now to Myers' kid. It's Tillotson top of the key. Multiple dribbles off to his right. He loses it to Jones. Up ahead, it's Thompson going to jam it in with one hand on the right side and give Ryder their biggest lead of the night, 46-37. 13:20 to go in the second half. Ed Waite breaks the press with a pass up court for Nesmith. Driving into the lane is Dion. Goes glass. That's no good. And the rebound taken down by Penn. Monmouth has gotten pretty sloppy here the last few possessions. Jones drives. He is fouled. And that, I believe, is going to go on Ed Waite. Nope. Phil Waite. His second.
His second personal foul.
For the team, that is now six up off the bench and getting set to check in for her, his first action of the night is 6'7 freshman Michael Harris. That for Monmouth, of course. Junior Fortunat looking to come in for Ryder. First free throw by Jones is good.
Now Ryder really starting to take it to the Hawks here in this half. I'm starting to think that Monmouth might be better off going to a 2-3 zone. Maybe trying to slow Ryder down a little bit because they're breaking the Hawks down off the dribble and starting to get open opportunities and open looks. Jones. Maybe that'll slow them down a bit.
Jones missing the second. Loose ball picked up by Ed Waite. Here's Tillotson up court. It's Tillotson, Nesmith, Ed Waite, Myers Kitt, and Michael Harris. Ed Waite inside. No look feed for Myers Kitt. His three from the left corner, no good. Rebound cleared strongly by Penn. 12:40 to go, second half. Ryder up by 10, 47-37. Travel by Miles. Took too many steps on his way to the basket. And MU will get the basketball back.
I do think the Hawks are being somewhat aggressive. That time Ed caught it and faced up and went to the basket. Dion went hard to the basket. But you also got to make good basketball plays, too. And I do think the Hawks are getting hit a little bit down low, just not getting the call. But they got to go up and force the referee to make a call by going up strong.
Tillotson dribbling through three maroon jerseys. Three by Nesmith on the left side is no good. And the rebound taken by Jones. Up court, the former UVA player. Transferred in after three seasons. Fires the three from the right side. That's good. Here comes a timeout from King Rice. Ryder has opened up a 50-37 advantage. Their biggest lead of the night with 12:18 to go in the second half.
Ryder just playing good basketball and the Hawks not being able to put it in the ocean really down on the other end. And you know, Ryder, like we've been saying, Matt, the whole game, they're 2-10, but they're very talented and athletic, and it seems like they're really starting to put it together in this second half.
Interesting story. Jeff Jones, who just made that last basket, hasn't done a ton in this game tonight, just with 4 points. Played three seasons in Virginia in the ACC. Last year, his transfer year in which he had to sit out. You don't see many guys play three seasons, sit out to play one somewhere else, especially leaving the ACC.
Absolutely, and you're right, and I'm sure Ryder is thrilled that he decided to transfer, and I would assume that they also thought that they'd be a lot better than 2-10 in his senior season.
And he played 31 games his last year at Virginia. Ryder was, again, the full court pressure. Michael Harris almost threw it away. It was deflected out by Miles. MU will keep possession of the basketball. 12:10 to go in the second half. It's Ryder 50, Monmouth 37. Tillotson now on with Steele. Marcus Ware is checked back in. Myers Kitt and Michael Harris make up the bulk of the lineup. Steele, ball fake, pinned off by Thompson. Down low the feed for Ware. At the left elbow, Marcus spins, goes to the baseline. He was bumped there by Fortunat, who will commit the foul. It'll be his third, team's third, for Ryder. That will lead us into a timeout with 11:50 to go. Let's step out for 60 seconds. We're back with more MU Hoops right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Ladies, are you planning the perfect winter getaway? Going on a cruise, honeymoon, Florida, or the islands? Doing water aerobics? Planning your wardrobe only to discover that last year's swimsuit just isn't going to do? Well, the Bra and Girdle Factory has the perfect swimwear for you. That's right. The Bra and Girdle Factory has year-round swimwear, and the 2012 suits and cover-ups are arriving daily. Plus, they are all discounted. Choose from bikinis, tankinis, one-piece, blousons, cup-sized suits, skirted suits, and bandeaus. From companies such as Miracle Suit, Gore-Tex, Roxanne, DKNY, Sunflare, and more, the Bra and Girdle Factory has suits for teens to see. Seniors. They also have a large selection of post-mastectomy suits. Let the same expert team of fitters who fit you in the perfect bra find the perfect suit for you. Visit the Bra and Girdle Factory in the Home Depot Shopping Center across from the Hilton on Route 70 in Lakewood, where every day is sale day.
For ticket information and the latest Monmouth basketball news, visit GoMUHawks.com.
Steve is asked back here enjoying some Monmouth basketball on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 a.m., shoresportsnetwork.com. And, of course, tonight, in just the second home game, something that will become a feature as Monmouth starts getting more teams here at the MAC. You can watch the live video stream at GoMUHawks.com. That, of course, is the official website of Monmouth Athletics. Hawks trailing here 50-37. Steele going to put the ball in play, baseline left. Errant pass, Tillotson in trouble, saved one from going into the backcourt. Myers Kitt helping out, Tillotson with it now, right perimeter. Myers Kitt right wing. Here's the feed at the foul line for Michael Harris. Nice feed down low for Tillotson, who can't get the layup to go. That was a beautiful pass. Loose ball now fought for. Marcus Ware is there. Finds Tillotson, right side layup, blocked out of bounds by Miles with a foul before. All sorts of contact. Ware and Tillotson came together. They bumped heads. Monmouth can ill afford anybody else to be out of the lineup. Already Andrew Nicholas sitting out with a concussion. He and Marcus Ware came together in practice the other day. That's why Red is not playing tonight. It'll be Tillotson to the free throw line here for two.
Well, nice play right there by Marcus Ware to get the ball back, dive on the floor, and Tillotson went into the defender to draw the foul. He's got to obviously make the layup, but gets a chance to redeem himself on the foul line.
Tillotson makes the first. He is 2 of 3 from the line tonight on the season, 16 of 24. Just about 75%, now a bit over that. As he makes the second, cuts the lead to 50-39. He's going to check out. Ed Waite will come back in. A lot of size for Monmouth, at least, on the floor right now. Steele, the only true guard. Mitchell able to beat him up court. The kick out for Jones. Left corner three on the way. Way off the mark. That's no good. And Myers Kitt gets the loose ball. Here comes Steele. Breaks the timeline with the dribble. Going right. Stops top of the key. Bounce pass off to the right for Myers Kitt. At the foul line, it's Ed Waite. Dribble drive to the basket. Left side layup up and in for the big fella. Make it 50-41. 11 minutes to go in the second half. Monmouth has made it a single-digit advantage.
That's a big-time move right there by Ed Waite. Catching in the high post, facing up, and putting in a lefty layup on the drive. Big play right there by Ed. Let's see if the Hawks can get a stop.
That's going to be an offensive foul on Miles. There is the stop that you wanted, partner. Myers Kitt playing great defense. He will draw the third personal on Miles. Fifth team foul on Ryder.
That's good D. Good anticipation by Mike Myers. And Mike's got a little pep in his step tonight. Let's see if he can get some buckets on the offensive end.
Needs to help out offensively. 6 points so far on the night. Ed Waite, the team's leading scorer so far this evening. He has 10. Michael Harris pinned off in the left corner. Here's Ed Waite. Nice spin move to the baseline. He is fouled on his way up. Going to go to the free throw line for two. And just as you said, Myers Kitt with a bit of pep in his step. Ed Waite has picked up his play the last minute or so. That foul on Junior Fortunato, his fourth and the sixth team foul.
I love seeing Ed Waite being aggressive. And that time he caught it, faced up again, and went to the spin move. Something I've always said about Ed Waite is that I think he can be, if you remember Derek Williams last year from Arizona, I feel like Ed Waite's got the versatility to be the Derek Williams of the NEC Conference and kind of have that versatility to his game to step out, to catch the ball in the mid-post and make some plays with it from there. That time going to that spin move and getting to the foul line.
Makes the first of two. My question for you would be, as a former Monmouth player, who this year is the Steve Bizzazz player of the Northeast Conference?
I wish I could say it's Max DeLeo, but he's gotten so much more time than I ever have. And he deserves it, too. Good player, good energy, good spark off the bench.
Ed Waite missing the second. 50-42. Ryder living with the three. Here's Penn, another one. That one in and out, no good. We'll have a foul on the floor. Marcus Ware going to get whistled for a loose ball foul. Monmouth defended that well. They finally got Ryder to miss a three. And Ware going to commit his third personal foul. He has three. Ed Waite has three. Michael Harris going to check out of the game. A couple of good minutes for him.
Yes, good minutes for Michael Harris. Had a nice look down low to Austin Tillotson. Hawks in the bonus now. I'm sorry, Ryder's in the bonus. Hawks over the limit. Now one-on-one opportunity for Stewart.
Stewart rimming that one out. Rebounded by Marcus Ware. Lead stays in single digits, 50-42. Tillotson quickly up court. We're midway through the second half. Ed Wake down on the block. Had it poked away. Gadsden able to strip it. Thompson down court. Good quick move into the lane. He ran over three white jerseys. It was Marcus Ware to take the worst of it. Draw the charge. Completely out of control that time was John Thompson, the 6'4 junior. And Monmouth will get it back. 17th foul. So we'll see foul shots for the remaining part of the game. Both teams in the penalty.
I love seeing that from Marcus Ware, Matt. He steps in. Anytime somebody leaves their feet to make a pass, it should be an automatic charge. Marcus Ware saw that, stepped in, was able to take the charge.
Steal in the right corner. Good ball fake. Goes baseline. Pull-up jumper. No good. Tipped out once. Tipped out twice. And it comes down to Mitchell. Nice feed in for Stewart. And he will finger roll it in from the left side. Pop the lead back up to 10 at 52-42 with 9:25 to go in the second half.
I don't like that shot from Jesse Steele. And Ryder made the Hawks pay. Jesse with a little pull-up with a hand in his face. Rather see him swing the ball and get into the offense.
Myers-Kitt looking to feed inside for Ed Waite. Poked out. Myers-Kitt gets the loose ball. Tillotson feeds for Ed Waite at the left elbow. Waite going glass, falling into the baseline. Right side shot is good. 52-44 now in favor of Ryder.
And that was a patient move and good call here Is that Thompson who travels on the sideline?
Michael Harris going to come right back into the game. Ed Waite going to check out that last traveling violation. Drew the ire of Tommy Dempsey, the six-year head coach for Ryder. He's got an interesting story. We'll try to tell at the next timeout. Michael Harris, left elbow, drives to the basket. Missing the layup inside. Stewart able to pick up the loose ball. Give off to Thompson. Breaks the timeline with the dribble. Quick zip pass up court for Jones. He has it poked away. Tillotson pulls it down. Two on one. Tillotson left side. Leaves off for a steal. Right side layup up and in. 52-46. Monmouth has cut it to six. Dempsey has seen enough. He will use a timeout. And it will be a full timeout. 8:32 to go in the second half. Monmouth has cut into a 13-point lead. Check it and make it a 30-second timeout. 52-46. So Dempsey, you'll appreciate this, Steve, as someone who's involved or has been involved in the coaching ranks. Graduated Susquehanna in 97, coached at a local high school in Pennsylvania, then to Keystone College, then Lackawanna Junior College, then an assistant coach at Ryder, took over in an interim basis in the 05-06 season. Now in his sixth year, 100 wins. We mentioned the last time Ryder played, they beat UNBC. He turns out to be the fastest guy to win 100 games, and Ryder only needed 176. The guy just behind him who owned the record, Kevin Bannon, who needed 179. So I know you have aspirations of being a coach. There's your setup. Start small and work up to big.
Yeah, very, very respectable, and a guy who definitely paid his dues, that's for sure. And Dempsey's done a great job at Ryder, and Kevin Bannon had great success in the 90s with Ryder, and Dempsey does a great job recruiting, and recruits kind of similar guys, very athletic, long athletic guys. And Jason Thompson went to the NBA. He was a lottery pick, and his brother Ryan Thompson was getting NBA looks, so he does a good job.
Ryder with the ball off the timeout. Aaron pass picked up by Thompson. Down to 12 on the shot clock. Thompson top of the key. Kicks out for Gadsden. He will pull back out. Not a whole lot of time to do this. 3 seconds now on the shot clock. Jones inside. Pull up from the foul line. Went front rim off the backboard and in. 54-46 inside of 8 minutes to go. As Steele brings it up court, it's Tillotson. Pull up from the right side. That's good. Sweet stroke for Austin Tillotson. Makes it again a six-point advantage for Ryder, 54-48. Mitchell at the foul line goes all the way coast-to-coast. Count it, and the foul. That is a backbreaker.
That's something that can't happen. You can't have the other team's point guard drive down the middle of the court all the way through the defense, get a layup, and the foul. After a great shot by Austin Tillotson, that's something that can't happen defensively.
Timeout taken on the floor. We will take a break as well. Ryder 56, Monmouth 48. 7:40 to go in the second half. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more Hawk basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
It's the beginning of a new era of Monmouth University basketball, and we want you to be part of the excitement this winter at the MAC. Season tickets, luxury suites, MAC packs, and select individual games are on sale for Hawks basketball. Packages start as low as $50 and will get you in the game all season long. Reserve your spot today by calling the Monmouth University box office at 732-263-MUTX. That's 732-263-MUTX. Or visit us online at GoMUHawks.com.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
As we talked about in the open of our broadcast tonight, this used to be a fierce rivalry in the Northeast Conference, of which Rider used to be a member. They are now in their 15th year in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. They left the NEC after the 1997 year. They have not been to the NCAA tournament since moving to the MAC. They have made the postseason a couple times, played last year in the CollegeInsider.com tournament, and then in 2008 they played in the College Basketball Invitational, but still looking since making that transition, as we'll have free throws here for Eddie Mitchell, looking to complete the three-point play. Still trying to get back in the NCAAs since leaving the NEC and joining the MAC.
Yeah, and you know, that's something, Matt, that I've always talked about is, you know, and I'm sure there's a lot more involved in it that I don't even know, but when you dominate a conference like Ryder did in the 90s and then leave and never have gone back to an NCAA tournament, makes you wonder if maybe you should just stay in the smaller conference and continue to dominate it.
Mitchell completed the three-point play, his first 3 points of the night. It's Ryder 57, Monmouth 48, 7:20 to go as the Hawks setting up the offense. Myers Kidd with the ball, left sideline. Tillotson got a quick touch in the corner. Back to Myers Kitt. It's Tillotson again in front of the Monmouth bench. Down now to 7 on the shot clock. Tillotson drives. The kick out for Myers Kitt. He's open from the right corner. It's good. A three-pointer for MMK. 7 minutes to go in the second half, and Monmouth has cut it to 6.
What a huge shot from Mike Myers, who seems to knock those corner threes down very well, and a great look from Austin Tillotson driving baseline and hitting Mike Myers.
6:50 to go in the second half. Ryder 57, Monmouth 51. Deflected ball. Gadsden picks it up on the left sideline. 15 on the shot clock. Gadsden played by Ed Waite, looking to take him off the dribble. Mitchell has it back near the half-court circle. Off the switch, Ed Waite has him. Lost the ball for a second. 3 on the shot clock. Penn forces one from the outside. That's good. Oh, my. Brandon Penn continuing his sweet stroke tonight. A 3 from about 28 feet away. He's got 21, and the lead back up to 9 for Ryder, 60-51. Loose ball here. We'll have a foul on the floor. It's going to be charged to Stewart, who got a hold of Ed Waite, who had position. This will result in free throws, a 1-1 for Ed Waite. How about that shot for Brandon Penn?
What a backbreaker. As the Hawks played great defense that possession. But you know what? Not to nitpick, but the shot clock's running down. You know a shot has to go up. A screen is set. Somebody's got to hedge and put a hand up, and nobody really did. And yes, he's 28 feet away from the basket, but the shot clock's running down, and you know a shot has to go up. But what a shot from Penn.
1-1 for Ed Waite, missing the front end. Free throw struggles continue. Monmouth now under 50% for the game. Coming up on the six-minute mark here in the second half, we'll have a foul. Austin Tillotson riding Mitchell pretty hard on his way to the basket. This will result in free throws back for Ryder, as Eddie Mitchell, who just made one after a three-point play, he will go back to the free throw line here, and we'll have a 1-1 opportunity for Tillotson, his first 9th team foul on MU.
It's tough to have empty possessions for the Hawks when you're down 9 with 6 minutes to go.
Missing the front end. Rebounded by Ed Waite. On the floor with Steele, Mike Myers, Kidd, Michael Harris, and Austin Tillotson. Tillotson, right corner, drives baseline. Stopped there by Stewart. Pulls back out. Double comes. He finds Steele. Top of the key now is Steele, dribbling off to his left. Right side pass for Tillotson. Inside feed from Michael Harris, deflected away, then picked up by Ryder. Another one of those empty possessions.
Not a bad look from Austin Tillotson. Just not enough mustard on the pass to get through the lane. I also think Michael Harris has to be a little more aggressive trying to get the basketball and catch it.
Thompson driving to the basket. The foul whistled on Ed Waite. That is his 4th, 10th team foul on Monmouth. This is going to be 2 free throws now for John Thompson, who on the season shoots at a fairly respectable 63% clip. Not great, but good enough here, especially when he has 2 shots. First one on the way. Back rim no good. You do that every once in a while. You say a guy's pretty good and then you miss.
The old kibosh. But, you know, if the Hawks are going to get back into this game, a Ryder missing foul shots is going to be a key for them because they're going to have to start fouling probably later in the half. Ryder's 1 for 3 in their last few foul shots.
Thompson got that one to go. He is in the midst of a three-point night off of his average of 8. Ryder 61, Mammoth 51. 5.5 minutes to play in the second half. Skip pass across the top for Myers. Get right corner. Got a job to the basket. Righty float shot. That's no good. Ed Waite on the tip-in is good.
That's a big tip-in right there by Ed Waite as Mike Myers, another runner in the lane, Ed able to get the offensive rebound. I would like to see somebody force Eddie Mitchell left. I think everything he's done has been going to his right.
Goes left here. The dump-off pass for Stewart. Blocked away. No foul. Dempsey upset. Here's the feed for Ed Waite. His shot is blocked. It was Brandon Penn to get that one. Back and forth we go. Gadsden will run over Deion Nesmith and get charged with the personal foul.
And you see Tom Dempsey on the sideline imploring his guys to jump stop and make a pass instead of running into somebody, jumping off their feet and crashing into somebody. That's going to be a charge automatically every time, as it should be.
8-point lead for Ryder, 61-53 in favor of the Bronx. 4:45 to go in the second half. Steele and Tillotson play catch on the perimeter. Work right now for Nesmith on the wing. Flips back. For Steele. It's Tillotson driving baseline. Left side layup up and in. Good quick move by Austin Tillotson. The lead again down to 6. 61-55.
Austin Tillotson is very good on that left side to rip through and go baseline. That time he does it there.
Mitchell lost the handle on the ball. And Tommy Dempsey.
Good timeout.
And the Ryder bench will call a timeout. Steve Bazaz says it was a good timeout. 4:22 to go in the second half. Ryder 61, Mammoth 55. You know, at one point, this was a 13-point lead for Ryder partner. Mammoth has kind of kept it within workable range. The one thing they haven't been able to do is get it down to within a one-possession game.
Yes, and a couple turnovers, a couple missed foul shots, and then a couple offensive rebounds for Ryder have prevented Mammoth from doing that. But you got to get over the hump if you're the Hawks, and it starts on the defensive end. You got to get stops, and then after you get a stop, you got to get a rebound. And if you can do that, then you got a chance to make some plays on the offensive end. And another thing, too, now is that if you get a stop and you get a rebound, then you try to beat the Ryder defense down the floor so they can't set up their zone. We'll see if the Hawks can get a stop here.
Ryder going to put the ball in play. 22 on the shot clock. They go in the backcourt for Mitchell. Will Campbell has come back into the game. First time we've seen him in this second half. Maybe looking for a spark. Campbell can provide some instant offense. 12 on the shot clock now. Mitchell dribbling back near the half-court line. Coming right. Here's the kick out for Penn. His three on the way is good. I mean, it just can't get much worse for Mammoth guarding Brandon Penn. They've got guys on him. And he just continues to hit. 24 points now on the night. He has killed MU from the three-point line. 64-55 now. Here's Myers kick. Driving to the basket. Stops foul line. The kick out for Campbell. Trying to answer back with a three of his own. And the senior Will Campbell hits back down to 6 at 64-58.
How about Will Campbell? First minutes of the second half. First shot. Knocks it down. Huge shot.
Mitchell.
Eddie Mitchell going right again.
Goes past Campbell. The kick out for Thompson. His three on the way. Off the mark, no good. Ed Waite with a rebound. Up ahead for Jesse Steele. One on one. Steele reverse layup on the left side. It's good. That lead now down to 4. 64-60 in favor of Ryder. 3:15 to go in the second half. Alley-oop dunk for Stewart as Mammoth couldn't get back defensively in time. 66-60 in favor of the Bronx.
What action we have going on right now, Matt.
Campbell with a three from the outside. Just off the mark, no good. Nesmith tips it to Myers Kitt. He is hacked on the way up, no call. Falling away, the shot, that also no good. Ed Waite had it. He fell out of bounds, stepped on the line. And with 2:56 to go, this announcer will get a much-needed timeout. We have had end-to-end action going up and down the court. This one still up for grabs. Ryder 66, Mammoth 60. With 2:56 to go, we step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more Mammoth basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Stay connected with the Mammoth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Search and like Mammoth University Athletics on Facebook. Follow the Blue and White on Twitter at MU Hawks and check out youtube.com/MammothHawks. Visit the social media hub of all of our Hawks teams at gomuhawks.com/connect, your one-stop source for all MU Athletic social media. See what coaches, players, and fans are saying about the Hawks and get involved with MU through social media.
Follow the Monmouth Hawks home and away on the Shore Sports Network.
Back with former Monmouth player Steve Bazaz, Matt Harmon on the Shore Sports Network. Our good buddy Eddie Iacopinti getting the crowd inspired. He is running the production end of things tonight up high atop the multi-purpose activity center, better known as the MAC. Announced crowd of just about 1,500, 1,490, the exact number. Not bad, considering no students really here. Right. Everyone has gone for the semester with the exams wrapping up yesterday. Pretty decent support. It's a nice, warm night out. So I would say a lot of people just said, hey, let's come watch a college basketball game tonight.
And good atmosphere. You know, Eddie's doing a great job with his game day promotions, and you know, he's got it rocking here in the MAC, and let's see if the Hawks can come back. You know, that last possession, Deion Naismith, off the missed shot, tips it to Mike Myers. It was a great heady play from Deion. Mike goes baseline. I would have liked to see him be aggressive there and try to go in for a slam, but let's see if the Hawks can get a stop.
Might start here on the defensive end. A foul quickly coming. It will go against Austin Tillotson. That will be his second. Monmouth already has put Ryder in the double bonus, so the Bronx will shoot two for the remaining part of the game. What was the what was our deal tonight? If we plugged Eddie at least once, don't we get some sort of prize at the end of the game?
Maybe we get a T-shirt or something, Matt. I'm not really sure. But
maybe you get a T-shirt. I need something a little better than a T-shirt.
Yeah. Well, you plugged him once and I plugged him once, so that's pretty good.
Here's Mitchell from the free throw line. He will make the first. There's a wet spot on the floor. King Rice now doubling as the facilities manager. He is cleaning it up. When you know you're a first-year head coach. Just give me the towel. I'll do it. We want to get the game up and running as quick as we can. Second one coming for Mitchell. Also good. 68-60 now in favor of the Bronx. That 1-2-2 pressure continuing here for Ryder. Trying to slow the Monmouth offense down. Steele breaks the pressure. Kicks for Tillotson. Back to Steele. Will launch a fall-away three. An ill-advised three. And the air ball picked up by Gatson.
It's not a terrible shot from Jesse, that possession.
2.5 minutes to go now, second half. Ryder, the 8-point spread. Here's Thompson, kicking all the way back to Mitchell. As Ryder had kind of a four-corners offense set up. It'll be Mitchell now, off the dribble, goes left. The kick for Penn, wide open three. He didn't take it. Ryder trying to work some clock here with 8 seconds on the shot clock. That's the first time we've seen Brandon Penn pass up a three all night.
Yeah. This is huge right here for the Hawks. The Hawks get a stop here in this 8 seconds on the shot clock. They still have a shot, but a score here from Ryder might be the nail in the coffin.
Gatson penetrating the kick. Thompson, right side three on the way. That's off the mark and no good. Penn had a crack at the rebound. He is fouled. And if it's on Ed Waite, as I think it could be, that is going to be his fifth. Let's see who they put this up on the board. It is his fifth. He's going to leave. Let's see who Coach Rice puts back into the game here. I would think maybe Myers Kitt, just because he's an outside shooter. Marcus Ware would be the other choice. And it will be Ware to come back in. So Ed Waite leaves. Myers Kidd will come into the game anyway, in between free throws here. First one by Penn is good. That matches his career high at Ryder of 25. He did it last year against Manhattan and does it here tonight against Monmouth.
How about the stat line for Ed Waite? 15 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 assists. Nice game from Ed Waite.
Shame to have him foul out here with Ryder now a 10-point advantage after that second one from Penn gives him his new career high. 70-60. Steele, left wing, bounces for Naismith. Ball deflected, goes to one of the three referees. Good hands
nice
from our zebra. As Tillotson puts it in play with 22 on the shot clock. Inside feet of the high post for Myers Kidd on the right side. Tillotson looking to go to his left. He's got a seam. Stop and pop from just inside the foul line. Can't get it. And Penn with the rebound. Ryder now with a minute 40 to go. Here's a deflected ball picked up by Tillotson. Down the left side of the lane. Taking it to the glass. Will kick out. Nesmith is three. Off the mark. No good. Ball deflected up in the air. And it comes down to Eddie Mitchell. We are inside of 90 seconds to go here. And Ryder going to stretch things out and work the clock. They lead by 10 with a buck 15 in the second half. Looks like the Bronx will continue their winning ways against Monmouth. They came in with a four-game winning streak and now 60 seconds away from making it five in a row. That's going to be a carry of the basketball by Thompson. They will turn it over, Ryder will, back to Monmouth, who needs a couple of quick shots, quick threes, and some quick defensive steals.
Now, unfortunately for the Hawks, there was a one stretch in this game where they fell down 13 points, and that inevitably was a little too much to come back from for the Hawks. And plus, getting into the bonus and the penalty early in the second half, as we see again, is we're going to get more foul shots. That can really affect you when you're trying to come back from a deficit.
Foul is on Monmouth. Thompson will go to the free throw line for two. Ryder will try and salt this game away from the free throw line. Thompson just barely nicked the rim there.
And Ryder, Monmouth came back, cut it to four, and then in transition, Ryder had a alley-oop to Stewart that really was kind of a backbreaker for the Hawks.
Thompson makes the second, makes it 71-60. Myers Kitt will kick in the left corner for Nesmith, who did well just to catch the ball. Myers get back to Nesmith, left side. Nesmith will drive, pull up from eight, and hit. Make it 71-62. King Rice will use a timeout. That is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Remind you, the next Monmouth basketball game is back on the road. They will play the Hawksville at Lafayette on Wednesday night. That's Wednesday, December 28th. And it's a game because of conflicts within the Shore Sports Network that you will only be able to hear at GoMUHawks.com. After that, North Carolina on the 1st of January down at Chapel Hill, a 3 o'clock start. And then things start to get more interesting as the NEC schedule will kick in. January 5th against Mount St. Mary's at home. Monmouth will start a 3-game homestand, something of an anomaly this year as we have only had two home games on the schedule. Mount St. Mary's on Thursday, Wagner on Saturday, and then Harvard, the last non-conference game, on Tuesday, January 10th.
And that won't be an easy one. Harvard was, I don't know if they're still in the top 25, but they're having a very good season.
Ryder going to put the ball in play. Baseball pass for Thompson. He'll go in, jam it in with the right hand. Make it 73-62 with 35 seconds left. Tillotson bringing the ball up court. Dribbles off to his left. Lefty layup, no good. Jones with a shot clock turned off. Monmouth will foul here with Tillotson. King Rice, why did you foul? Wanted them to play better defense. Tillotson with four. And Ryder will go back to the free throw line.
Probably just a frustration foul right there from Austin, missing a layup. Trying to make something happen. In the last stat sheet we got, Matt, Ryder shot 57% in the second half. Monmouth, is in the last stat sheet we got, was shooting 50%. But Ryder really took it to the Hawks in that one stretch, got up by 13 points, and that was inevitably the run that kind of put Monmouth down. Too many points to come back and get over the hump.
74-62 after a couple of free throws. Nesmith throws up an air ball from the left side, and Ryder will dribble the clock out here, leading 74-62. To answer your question, by the way, Harvard is number 25 in the coaches poll. They are not in the Associated Press top 25. Coaches shake hands as the clock expires. Ryder 74, Monmouth 62, our final score. We'll